So without this sakkayadity, then you will know everything is dependent, originating, condition arising, cause of phenomena, not a permanent changing entity, where you can grasp onto, cling on to, hold on to, and say, this is me, this is I, and therefore all this can be mine. See it, understand it, awaken to it while in the meditative state. Then when you start to be mindful, your stability of mindfulness more and more stable, then you start to see the movement. Then you realize everything that I explained, how the consciousness arise, how the seeing arise. There is no one behind. There is no thinker behind the thought, like I explained. Because through spacious awareness, when you focus on something to perceive it, to give meaning, what happens is spacious awareness you shrink. Then that focusing become a small space. Then through memory, you recall, then you name it. The perception is the naming. If you don't know that thing, you cannot name. So the moment you name, it become perception. Then you start to discriminate through your sankhara activity based on your views, opinion, and conditioning. When you don't have yonisomanasika, you don't have wisdom at the moment of sense experience. So you can't understand what is going on. So the habitual tendency, the reactive mind, they continue to create discrimination. So that become the content of consciousness that goes in. And this content of consciousness and mental intention based on your sakkayadity, self-delusion. That's why the evil results of greed, hatred, and delusion, they manifest. So when they manifest, you ask yourself, is there a thinker? No. Why? Because you have memories. That's why you go to the memory, and from there, through memory, you retrieve and you cognize that thing or you perceive that thing. So all this is how thought arise through respond to those memory. If you don't have those memories, you cannot cognize what you see, what you hear, what you smell, what you taste, what you tactile feel and think. So cognition, perception, trigger of the content of consciousness. That's why sanya, sankhara sanya. So when you start to see all this, you realize there is no thinker behind the thought. The thought come out of the memory to respond to memory. So this understanding is very important. Thought equals respond to memory. So when you understand this, you will know there is no thinker behind the thought. Like the baby, newborn, no memory, no thought. So when you realize that everything is natural, like the physics experiment, the battery, the bulb, and the switch, upon contact, it light up. Means the lighting up is like you become conscious. Conscious of that seeing consciousness. So the Buddha said in the seeing, there's only the seeing consciousness. No one to see. That's why there is no observer to see. No permanent unchanging entity to see. It's just that thing naturally light up. That consciousness lights up. But because of your sankhara sanya, you start to perceive and think, create more and more sakkayadity through discriminative movement. So that discriminative mind is your mundane mind that doesn't have the right view, that create division, that create duality, that create this concept or the idea of a self existing, others existing. The phenomenal world of consciousness is real. That's why you take the unreal to be the real. You cannot see the creation process, how you create from the pure awareness through the mundane mind, mundane consciousness. You create the phenomenal world. And what is the phenomenal world? All of your seeing consciousness is the phenomenal world. All of your hearing consciousness is the phenomenal world. That's why everything you come to perceive through your senses arise ready. Your mind is the forerunner of all things. That's why it's the greatest magician, it's the greatest creator. So magician is also called an illusionist. Whatever you see like magic is an illusion. There is no such thing as real magic. Everything is the magician's way of creating illusion like real. But when you go into that study, then you will know these are all the tricks. Now in the social media, there are some videos they show to you how the trick is done. It's nothing. It's just their understanding of how to create illusion in you. Illusion in you, sorry. So now you understand. You are the greatest magician in the world. True or not? You open your eye. Everything exists already, whatever within your field of vision. So when we are mindful, we are aware, every moment of sense experience is creation. Understand? You open your eye, all exists, arise, real. Now you understand why the Buddha say, mind is the forerunner of all things. Mind is chi. When mind arises, all things arise. You understand? Through your senses. That's why, how do you know the world? Through your senses, understand? That's why the sixth sense door is very important. Then how do you interact with the world? Communicate with people. It's also through your senses, understand? The form and mind. So this is what the existential mundane world's activity is all about. This is what we call life, existence. And because of the sixth sense door, we can have this existence. Everything you come to perceive, everything you come to know, is always nature's phenomena. Understand? So they become like real if you cannot understand. Because without awareness, you don't see the stages of creation. How from pure awareness with the senses upon contact, it trigger off those consciousness, the seeing consciousness. Then how you function as a human being, from the brain, you input the content of consciousness. The content comes from your accumulated memories, views, opinion, conditioning, belief system, tradition, everything. So this one is always deluded before you have the Dhamma understanding, before you become enlightened. So acting according to memory is acting with all the rubbish like what we went through earlier. So see, then when you understand, then you realize everything is just like that, an illusion. Well, it's all consciousness, held by the mind, the mundane mind. Without this mundane mind, all this don't exist. Without the conditioning memory, you cannot know what they are, you cannot understand what they are, you can't even perceive what they are, like the baby. Understand? So all these are the understanding you develop through mindfulness to see all this creation process, how you function as a human being. Then you start to understand who are you, what are you. Then you penetrate the Buddha's word and teaching. Yeah, this fiery of form and mind, the human being, this segmented form and mind, where you go and do, it's not me. But I saw the movement is all nature's condition, dependent originating. Because of the condition within, then the consciousness trapped inside, then the sense data and the sense organ, then upon contact, boom, all this arrives. That's why we are taught the 18th sense drive. Mindfulness of the six internal sense bases and six external sense bases that trigger of the final six external consciousness, their respective consciousness. So sense bases, sense data plus the consciousness, 6 plus 6 plus 6 become 18 sense, right? That's how You function as a human. That's how you manifest. Understand? That's how you know the world. That's how you interact with the world. That's how the human being become animated. It's not a permanent, unchanging entity, a being inside. No. But beyond this form and mind, the five aggregate, you meditate, silence your mind, and when the mundane mind ceases, you will realize there's a nature within, connected to this form and mind. But to penetrate that one deep enough, you need to locate the gateway within your heart area, so that that movement, the force of trust, can allow all the external yin yang energy to melt through the gateway to transform you internally, so that your internal senses, your internal what they call chakras and nadis, they like activated because of the pure energy. Then because of that, your consciousness also transforms, because the awareness is a very different type of energy. It's pure, no thought, no division, no concept, no idea, nothing. It's just that pure energy. Then that pure awareness. So pristine, so beautiful. Then when that vibration becomes very fine, your direct seeing also transforms. Then finally, when the vibration becomes so fine, your mundane mind, which is very gross, cannot stay there. Understand? It will collapse. It's just like you put something very fine vibration. Then all the gross one cannot stay there. You need that fine vibration to be part of it. That's why without awareness, you cannot see things that the mundane mind fail to see. Mundane mind can only see what is within the gross vibration and the sound through the senses. So mundane mind can see form, external form, everything that the mundane mind creates. Yet it has higher intelligence or understanding than this external form. That's why in the Surangama Sutta is mentioned. Huh? Consciousness created the continent and the world. Remember? And that world, that knower become the traveler in space of time. That is your sakyadity, asana. That is your ego moving around. Through what? Karma, karmic process. So earlier on, we went through the Surangama Sutta that explained the arising of human being, the first thought of ignorance. It can only be understood by a Sammasambuddha. That's why the Surangama Sutta have the explanation. But without the cultivation, you cannot understand. That's why the Buddha stopped a lot of monks at that time to try to speculate. He said, there is no way you can understand. So he used the word inconceivable. It's the beginning of the first thought of ignorance that stir and lead to all the birth and death, the arising of form and mind that move in samsara. And it started with only a single thought of ignorance. That's why Master Shen Hua always talk about 意念之间, 佛众生相差意念之间. Means he said the Buddha and living being, they only differ by one thought. Because the Buddha has gone through the whole thing, has written. So the first thought of ignorance that condition all this and make you the living being, that thought the Buddha has transcended. He has gone beyond. That's why you only differ by one thought. But because of that one thought, you become deluded and you get lost. Traveler in space and time, you forgot your origin. You think everything you take birth, perceive through the senses, is what the world is all about. You forgot there is another nature within, which is beyond all this. So this is what the mind is all about. Yeah? Can I understand? So thought is respond to memory, then you will see the dependent originating condition arising. There is no being inside there or nowhere to create thought. Understand? There is no thinker too. That's why I say there is no knower. There is a knowing element, and it's aware, but haven't come out with the word yet. That nature is aware. That's why if you read certain book, especially Thai tradition, they will tell you, stay with the knower. Actually, they use the wrong word. It's not the knower. Stay with the awareness nature. It's not a being. There is no one to know. You just become conscious, aware. Then the whole process, Paticchasamuppada, is not linear like what is put in the chart and the teaching. It's multidimensional. And it involves the brain, the senses, the activity. So the real thing is within our form and mind, we see it with the mindfulness. Not on a piece of paper and scripture, understand? That's why the word never describes the real thing. The real thing is beyond the word. Like you say, the tree. That word tree is not that actual tree, understand? The actual tree got no word. It's that thing. Sitting as they are that one. But through language, you divide. English speaking, tree. Chinese speaking, su. Then Malay, pokok. All these are the words that people create. So word, which is 文字, understand? Points toward that thing, understand? But it's not that thing, understand? Like the finger pointing at the moon. The finger is like a pointer that points at the moon. Now, that one is the moon, understand? But if you want to realize the moon, you must look beyond the finger, isn't it? Otherwise, how can you realize the moon? So likewise, the sutra, the Tipitaka, also point towards the truth, the Dhamma that you're supposed to realize. But don't go and deludedly think that the Tipitaka is the Dhamma. Yeah, it points towards. So to realize the Dhamma, you must go beyond what the sutra say. You must develop the awareness nature to go in and realize it. Yeah, these are living Dhamma, not theory. Can you follow? Huh?
Yes.
Sahadu, sahadu, sahadu. So this understanding is very important. Okay.